Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
There's some people in this world who have no problem in the dating scene. You know, no matter where they go, what they wear, how they smell, it just comes easy. And people are basically throwing themselves at them all the time.
Are you talking about hot people?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, just making sure we're all on the same page here.
I know what that's like.
Oh, really?
Because I've thrown myself at so many people.
Yeah.
Only because it's explicitly written in their ad.
Okay.
They say, when we cross paths, throw your body my way.
All right. Well.
And I listen.
That's good for you.
But we have to remember, Brooke, that there's people who just aren't as lucky in their romantic lives.
Why'd you know? You say Brooke?
I don't know.
She's always really judgy about this. She thinks that everybody's in love all the time.
Okay.
But there's some people that struggle with it. For whatever reason, things just never seem to work out for them. And today, we have a great opportunity to actually help out one of those people.
Because Jose's on the line.
No.
I'm here.
Everyone deserves love.
Yeah. We're not dealing with you today, Jose. We're going to help out someone who emailed us. His name's Gus.
Oh.
Gus, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, man, how's everything going?
How could you be named Gus and not be in love? Gus is such a lovely, like, who doesn't love Gus?
Okay, your energy is not helping right now.
Is it too much for Gus?
No.
It's not right.
He's, like,
okay.
Upset on the phone.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to bring him up.
Tell us a little about your romantic situation. Why did you email us?
So, yeah, I got married pretty early, and after my second divorce, it kind of seemed like all my relationships lasted one or maybe two dates.
Okay. So when was the second divorce?
It was pretty recent, a few months ago.
All right.
Sorry about that, man.
Nah.
Why are you always bringing the mood down in this conversation?
I think it's pertinent to the dating scene.
Okay.
Like, I mean, after, you know, only a couple months after your second divorce, it seems like, what do you expect? Like, it takes a while to get going.
Yeah, and I tried, like, everything. I tried Match, I tried Hinge, and one night I got so desperate, I tried Women Behind Bars.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Please tell me that's who we're calling for the second date update.
Yeah, is that?
No, even that didn't work out. So I just kind of stopped trying, like, because everybody says, when you least expect it, it'll just hit you.
Okay.
Yeah. Everyone says that. Mm-hmm. Everyone that's already married says that.
Well, Gus has been married twice, so he should know.
So, yeah, I guess.
So where did it hit you?
So I was actually working at this pawn shop, and I met this pretty girl. She was so sweet. Her name was Ellie.
Ellie, okay.
And, you know, it was kind of a little surprising for me because at this pawn shop, like, the crowd here is like a weird crowd, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I'm literally imagining the show Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
Everyone that goes in, they're so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we started talking, and we hit it off.
Okay.
That's awesome, man.
And so I got the digit, and we started texting each other.
Uh-huh.
And I was really honest with her about, you know, my luck with women.
Okay.
And I asked her out.
Uh-huh.
So she met me after work for some froyo at this plaza strip. So we just, I thought it was romantic. We just went around these antique shops and just kind of chilled and talked.
That's cute.
Okay. Were you getting a good vibe from her?
I was, but then it seemed like she just kind of wanted to get out of there before the date was over. You know, I had all the stuff planned.
Did you mean, like, her mood changed suddenly? Or she seemed that way the entire time?
No, I think somewhere along, she just, it seemed like she was in a hurry to just kind of leave and get back. And I didn't know why. You know, I was having a great time.
Okay.
Was there any moment where you tried to kiss her or hug her or anything like that?
I guess right before she left. But I'm feeling like she's the one I let get away because we had more of a connection than even my second wife.
Oh,
you just marry random people?
I gotta say, I'm a little worried how fast you're moving, guys.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't mean to laugh, but you just got divorced a couple months ago.
Is this a second date update? Are we calling for you to ask her for her hand in marriage?
No,
oh, come on.
No way.
No.
Oh, I had to ask.
Why do you feel that? Like, what about her says she's the one that got away to you?
Other than the fact that she physically got away as I was crying out for her.
No, What?
She literally left.
Yeah.
I know, it makes it sound like you were chasing her. You weren't chasing her, were you, Gus?
No, I wasn't chasing her, but I was definitely calling her name like, hey, what's up? Why are you leaving? You know, what's going on?
Yeah. So you were talking to her as she was walking away from you.
Yeah, she said she had to go. So I guess we were kind of still talking if I'm talking to her and she's acknowledging that I'm speaking.
Yeah, I hear you. Bye.
Yeah. She's kind of a dramatic exit.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, maybe you put off this vibe and you freaked her out. Because honestly.
What vibe?
Like the vibe of like, you're the one, you know? Yeah. Like maybe you were too intense.
No, I don't think so. I mean, she gave me the digits.
Yeah.
That's for the date.
Talking to you, Gus, I don't get the vibe of intensity.
Not at all.
Coming off of you.
He just said that he went with Froyo with this girl at a strip mall, and all of a sudden she's the one that got away.
Yeah, it's called romance, Brooke. Look it up. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do, Gus. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Ellie, and we'll try and get you your second date update, all right?
All right.
All right, hold on. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, one of our listeners, Gus, is looking for a little bit of a dating life overhaul.
Yeah.
It's extreme love makeover, Gus edition.
Because
he told us he hasn't had a lot of success in the dating scene since his second divorce a few months ago. He's tried a bunch of different dating sites, even women behind bars at one point. I'm not even making that up. He says he really tried that, didn't pan out. But recently, he met a woman named Ellie when she stumbled into his pawn shop one day. Mm-hmm. And for their first date, they went and grabbed some froyo, wandered around an antique store. And after a while, she was telling Gus she had to go. But he now calls Ellie the one who got away. Because she literally got away while Gus was yelling after her, asking why she's leaving.
I don't think that's what they mean with that saying, but okay.
I don't know. It's changed my perspective on it, for sure.
It's supposed to be more literal.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. I think it's literal, but Gus, we're about to call her. How you feeling right now?
I'm a little nervous, but it's going to be great to hear from her. You know, it's been a while since I've actually heard her voice.
Aww.
And by the way, she has legs for days, the most beautiful, just legs.
Okay. Weird time to make that call.
Yeah. That's a little out of place.
No, I'm really glad that I know that before I made the phone call. Otherwise, this would have gone much differently.
I mean, Gus, I'm a little worried about you. You're putting a lot of pressure on this, you know?
I don't think so. I think she's just maybe a little nervous to really fall in love again. I think she's just scared to fall in love, you know.
That's the thing. People are, really. Mm-hmm. Seriously, people are scared to commit and fall in love.
And it hit her, and so she ran away from him in the parking lot of an antique store.
Yeah, Brooke.
Okay.
All right, I guess we'll find out if Ellie's scared of love or just scared of you.
Yeah.
So here we go. I'm going to dial the number. Yeah.
All right.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ellie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Ellie.
Who is this? Who's speaking?
My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I'm calling you today with all my co-hosts, Brooke, Jose. We have Alexis here, too. We're doing something called a second date update. You've ever heard of that before?
I think so.
Okay, we're on the right path.
All right.
Congrats, here we are, Ellie.
So far, so good on this phone call.
Am I coming in with the right tone this
time?
Yes,
okay. I'm appreciating it now. But here's the thing, Ellie. The way that this works is if you go out on a date with someone, and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can email our show, and we'll reach out to that person for you to try and figure out the reason why they're ghosting. And recently, you were out with a guy named Gus.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, she's so in love.
Dude, I didn't enter anything, though. Like, I didn't call you. Did he call you guys?
Yeah.
That's how this works. Like, he emails us, and then we call you to try and figure out.
Behalf.
Yeah, on his behalf to try and figure out what went wrong on your date. Because he had a really good time with you. He's a little bit confused why afterwards you've been kind of MIA.
Oh, my God. So he's already talked to you about the date?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He told us a little bit about how everything played out, that you guys went to Froyo, went to an antique store, you met at his pawn shop, and then at the end of the date, you were saying that you just had to get going, and you were kind of walking away while he was trying to keep things alive.
Oh my God. Okay.
I mean, he thought it was a romantic time. Like,
well, it's not. I mean, it's the commercial like shopping thing where the pawn shop is. So he didn't take me anywhere. I just met him at the pawn shop. And then we walked to like a couple antique stores that were in this desolate shopping mall.
Oh, you expected more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not exactly the cutest little commercial shopping area. It's pretty like dead.
Business so, park. Like,
I mean, that's on. Strip that's kind mall. Of on you that you built it up in your head that it was going to be something else.
Well, that's not a lot of planning, though. I mean, you literally are taking me to the same shopping center that you're where you work.
Yeah, but he mentioned to us that you also left before he had, you know, other things planned.
He didn't go into any more detail about that, about no. why I left.
No. He wasn't sure.
He didn't know.
He said that you just had to go, that you had something else going on.
Uh-huh. No.
Why are you laughing?
Oh my God, I can't believe you didn't bring this up.
What happened?
So after going to a couple of the shops and you bought me Froyo,
uh-huh.
we went into one shop. There was like no signage on it. And it seemed like it was like empty until we go in and it's like a waiting room area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is this? And he's like, shh, just wait a second. You'll see.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay. So we go and we sit down. He's like flipping through a magazine. Mm-hmm. So after like 5 minutes, this lady comes out of like some back room or something. And she like looks over at us and she looks stunned.
What?
And so I was like, oh, does she already know him? And then she comes over to us and she's like, Gus. Yeah, you're going to need to leave.
Whoa.
Wait, she was talking to you or she was talking to Gus that he needed to leave?
No, she was talking to him and she was like, this is a therapist's office. Like, you can't keep doing this. And I was like, he just brought me to his therapist?
Whoa. A therapist with blacked out windows in a strip mall?
No
exactly.
signage?
What did he say?
He like mumbled something like it wasn't a big deal or whatever. Like, this was just normal for him.
What?
So I have a lot of questions about the story that you just told us. It's not really clear to me. I think we need to ask Gus to clarify because, Ellie, Gus has been on the other line listening, and he wants to talk to you.
I thought I just had to deal with you guys. Oh, my God.
No, sorry. There's more. Gus, you there?
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
Oh, God.
No.
Not this time. Bad timing.
Again. Okay.
Yeah.
Talk to us about the office that you were in.
What happened there?
Look, if I really, really like someone, I introduce her to my therapist, you know, just so she kind of gets to know someone who is also important to me, because that's an important relationship to have. I see my therapist a lot.
Well, that's great, Gus. And we really encourage mental health here, but this is a first date.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You don't go from Froyo to therapist.
I thought it was a sentimental thing. I thought she would appreciate that. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought she would care that I was doing something so thoughtful.
You at least introduce her to the ex-wives, dude.
I mean, maybe like there's some positives that will come out of like a therapist session. You could be honest with each other. You could break down your past, you know.
They don't
weirdness.
Have a past, Jeffrey.
Well, yeah. No, like this is his way to open up about his past.
Ellie, where are you at? I mean, his explanation is nice.
I guess my biggest thing was that like the therapist said, like, you can't keep bringing women in here, which means that you've done this before. Like, you've brought other women.
Yeah.
Like I said, I date a lot. And sometimes I find more than one girl who I'd like to introduce to the other girl that means a lot.
Okay.
In my life.
Okay. Yeah, now this is all making a lot more sense because you were telling us that most dating things with you only last one or two dates.
Yeah.
If you're taking them all to the therapist.
Yeah, that's why.
That's
exactly
most likely
why.
The reason that they're scared.
So maybe I shouldn't do that?
Gus, are you not listening to your therapist? She was angry and telling you not to do this. You don't need us to also follow that.
She's also giving you that advice. You said you listened to her,
right? I mean, you seem like a good dude, and it's great that you're trying to get your mental health in order, but your therapist can't be the one who is running your dating life for you. Mm-hmm. Like, she's there to give you tools so you can do it on your own.
Yeah. A massage therapist, that's a strong move for a date. So, I mean, Ellie, talk to him. How are you feeling? Like, do you see the potential for another date with him? And, you know, don't think of me as being your therapist here right now. I'm just trying to get you guys to open up to each other a little.
I mean, I really liked Gus. I thought he was very handsome and very charming. But I think he's got to take a break from finding the love of his life and just, like, focus on him.
It's like single couples
okay.
counseling.
Okay, do you hear that, Gus? Is that something that you're hearing?
Yeah, and I think it'd work out even better if you could go with me.
No, okay. Gus.
You're not here.
Oh, Gus.
Well, Gus, I'm sorry, dude.
All right, thanks, man.
Oh, don't be sad, buddy.
It's okay. You're going to find somebody out there eventually. Now, the one that got away actually did finally get away.
Yeah. It's all about you, Gus. Work on you. You got this.
Thanks, guys. I mean, maybe I should just start dating my therapist. I mean, she's pretty hot, too.
No, no, you're not.
She could help.
How are her legs?
Stop it, Jeffrey.
Moving 92.5.